This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial starts today in Boulder for the man accused of killing 10 people at a King Superstore in 2021. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 25-year-old has been forcibly medicated and has stayed at the Colorado Mental Health Hospital for years. He is scheduled to be in attendance in Boulder County Court this morning, where both sides will deliver opening statements in front of the jury. The shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Depending on what the jury decides, he could spend his life in prison, or an unspecified amount of additional time at the mental health hospital. Prosecutors are expected to try and prove he was sane on the day of the shooting. Defense attorneys are expected to argue otherwise and talk about his life leading up to the incident. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A tax deal between policymakers and conservative groups is now officially on the books. On Wednesday, Governor Polis signed new property tax cuts into law. In return, the outside groups withdrew two ballot initiatives which would have made much deeper cuts. The new policy lowers tax rates and sets an upper limit for how much property tax bills can grow in a single year. Homeowners will see small savings. A bigger cut applies to commercial and other types of properties which are taxed at much higher rates than houses. Wildlife officials in southwest Colorado worked for weeks to track down a mother mule deer who had been living with a bucket lid around her neck. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the deer finally got some human help.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife have been getting reports about the doe in the Pagosa Springs area since August 12th, and were finally able to find and immobilize her Sunday night. After an officer removed the lid, he attached ear tags so hunters would know that she'd recently been tranquilized and gave the doe a reversal drug. The agency shared photos on social media of the whole ordeal, including the doe reuniting with her two fawns. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Mike Lamp. Good morning. It's Morning Edition on CPR News.